Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Slightly Horny. This file is something else. It's something you want that you're not going to get. Something I want, and use it in a way that will make you frustrated. And again, frustration can be ever so enjoyable, as we both know, I'm sure. Hypnosis is such an amazing tool, isn't it? It can be used to increase pleasure, to grow arousal. Often even the simple state of sliding into trance causes arousal for some people. Surely not you too. So maybe instead of exploiting all the extraordinary things I can do with hypnosis, I should restrict the arousal ever so slightly, just a tiny tickle, and tease you with how much you want more. It's easy, of course, to make you want more. Saying this already makes you aware of how much power words have, and how nice it would be if those words were used in certain ways that play with your mind. And maybe I should stop. Don't want to cause too much arousal. You should only be slightly. What would be the enduring effect of such randy restrictions? A limitation of lust can create a very interesting contradiction. Because if you are how I think you are, you're enjoying this. The very fact that the frustration is being enforced upon your feeble mind is something that creates a reaction. And that reaction can grow over time. Amplify as effect after effect occurs. I could tease you about how much you want to be made more horny, more aroused, more frustrated. But doing that would make you too horny. I want it to simmer, to slowly settle at a pleasant buzz of desire mixed with frustration, where you know that just a few words of encouragement would create such delightful desires. You know the smirk on my lips when I deny you this easy thing. Maybe it's only a game of cat and mouse, give and take, up and down, in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. And for some people who are so attuned to trance, to hypnosis, that it becomes linked to arousal at the very flustering flutters of fascinations, create waves of wanting that wander through their mind. When they feel the words grabbing hold of their attention, telling them to focus, pay attention, that they find their minds to melt into that enjoyable state of desire. It could rage like a fire, but no, not now. Holding back bursting dam of beautiful needs. And yet, it seems so easy to say a few words and grab your will back to reality, to the state of mind where you are slightly horny. I didn't say anything about the intensity of the frustration, though. I wonder how frustrated you could get without getting too aroused. Would it be possible to temper your temptations while increasing the frustrations? Would those tiny tickles, the tingles of needs, the wantings, the warmth, the heat, tempered with time and precision, as a position of a word and a snap as you heard what you must do. Only slightly horny right now, no more, no less. A place of wanting more and expecting less. As you know that the frustration makes you stop getting too aroused. A wanting that grows. Oh yes. Hypnosis is such an amazing tool, isn't it? It affects you so strongly, so powerfully. And when your mind is being toyed with such sweet abandon, all you want is to give in and to ride those waves. No. Focus. The frustration is more important right now. I shouldn't do too much. I need to make sure that you're held back. It is fun, after all, to hear those little whimpers. the many muted moans as you try to deny how much it affects you. If I do choose to unleash the lust, I wonder what would happen. Would it simply explode, or would it overwhelm you with waves of wanting that rush? No. We're not going there. We're staying right here on the sweet shores of Slightly Horny. We're not going to dive into the depths of depravity, nor are you being fully awakened with frustration. It's like dipping your toes in the nice cool water when heated by the sun, and yet held back from diving in fully. A little relief, causing a deeper frustration. And I wonder who's having more fun, because as you can hear the smile on my lips, and I'm sure you can imagine the little glimmer in my eyes, I think you are enjoying it as well. Would you admit it, though? I could go on. I could make this last for hours, days, dangling you up and down, hinting at the wonderful hypnotic lust that could be given to you or taken away, knowing that it could stop with a snap or explode with a word. And yet, almost in the middle, slightly horny, delightfully frustrated. Now, as you feel flusters, fleeting needs, nagging in the back of your neck, sweet shivers sliding down your spine, and little drops of desire leaking. No, only slightly horny. Enough to feel the need for more without the release, or even the increase. I wonder what you'd do next. Would you want to hold on to this frustration, letting it simmer in the background while you go about your day? Do you want it to grow and flow, or perhaps push it to a place of release? Or would you like to let it fade into nothingness, almost forgetting how feeling frustrated felt so nice? So many choices. So much fun to be had. You know what? Maybe letting you off the hook is even more teasing than keeping you here. Maybe it's attention you seek, being toyed with to be kept in a state of slightly horny until you can't take it anymore. Not too much, but always present. Focus. You cannot let us get out of control just yet. Those muted moans and wispy whimpers are music to my ears. And I wonder if you're aware that your mind is like an instrument to be played in many ways. And right now, it is a constant soft melody, not too loud, not too little, slightly horny, feeling frustrated. Now in a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, do I even need to say it? That you'll feel this strange edge of not even being close to the edge, but knowing that it could be given so easily. That you're aroused, but not too aroused. Aware that you're being held back intentionally. Regardless, if my voice doesn't follow, that same sensation might haunt you for a little bit, as such frustration tends to stick and stay with you, doesn't it? Ah well, I wonder how much you like it. Have fun and enjoy.